USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a Tuesday begins, nearly 11,000 Americans have died from the coronavirus, the nation counting more than 368,000 confirmed cases, though governors of hotspots like New York, Washington, and Louisiana say they're cautiously optimistic that infections may have peaked in their states. Washington's returning 400 ventilators to the federal government, as state health officials are seeing fewer infections than they were anticipating. A historic move as the U.S. is slapping the terrorist label on a Russian white supremacist group called the Russian Imperial Movement, State Department Coordinator for Counterterrorism Nathan Sales.
This is the first time the United States has ever designated white supremacist terrorists. We are taking actions no previous administration has ever taken to counter this threat overseas.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.